All right, good morning and hello, Santa. It seems that the Santa Claus rally is in full swing. The S&P 500 made its 69th record close of the year yesterday. So will it continue, or what about the Omicron worries? Apple closes stores in New York. Can travel stocks catch a break? But there are two sectors that are on fire, and we'll talk about this. We'll also show you why you need to stay away from biotech stocks and much, much more. All right, so today is Tuesday, December 28th, and if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter, and that super smart guy over there is our head coach, Mark Hodge. Together, we have more than 47 years of trading experience, and every morning, we sift through a mountain of news website, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be overwhelming, so don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. So, getting started, Mark, let's talk about this. The markets are on fire. Hello, Santa. I'm looking at the Dow Jones here yesterday, and the Dow Jones not making a record high, but boy, what a day, right?
Sure, still impressive, up about 1%, adding 352 points. The Dow within 1% of its intraday all-time high, even though it wasn't able to make a record yesterday. So I would say that Santa is in the building.
Yeah, especially looking at the S&P 500. Boom, there it goes again. I mean, last week finishing at a record highs, and then yesterday tagging on to this, and do you see this? If you look at a 5-minute chart, closing at session highs. I mean, this is a 5-minute chart of yesterday. It's basically, let's open and just move higher, higher, higher. I mean, a little bit of a pullback, but then rallying into the close. Crazy, right?
Oh, huge, huge move yesterday. And finishing strong, like you said, Marcus. This is what, the 69th record close of the year for the S&P. It is. Just a big, big day.
Yeah. So, and I mean, this is where we saw that that holiday spending was actually pretty good, almost better than expected, right? Because, I mean, this is where everybody was concerned, okay, well, holiday spending slowing down, well, the economy slowing down with the Omicron variant. But no, yesterday we received the good news from MasterCard.
Yeah, MasterCard said that U.S. holiday sales data showed an increase of 8.5% from the period of November 1st through December 24th. And this compared with 2020 and the holiday shopping season, it was much better. So retail sales up 10.7% actually from the 2019 levels.
Yeah, so that's the good news. And then we have some bad news. I mean, the bad news is that this Omicron variant, I mean, it's spreading fast. It's spreading fast. Look at the data. I mean, the 7-day average is almost where it was at the height here. So we were just shy of making record highs here on the 7-day moving average. And that's not good. That's not good at all. I mean, studies suggest that the Omicron strain has a lower risk of hospitalization. But we already see that it does have an impact on the economy. I mean, yesterday, Apple announced that they are closing stores in New York. I mean, we're talking about 12 stores, and they say, well, we're closing them.
Well, and this is where it's kind of mixed, Marcus, because yes, they are closing stores. And yes, this is tied to the Omicron variant. But like you said, fewer hospitalizations. It's spreading like crazy. Numbers wise, we're close to the, you know, high pandemic high there. But there are a few things that I think are positive. One, some have called to actually change the criteria instead of looking at cases, looking at hospitalizations, right, and how that could be a better, you know, benchmark for just how bad things are, because that's always been the concern, right? So, you know, slow the spread and you know, keep people out of the hospital. That was always the concern. And I also think that part of this is the new normal, right? And that's what other people have said. You know, as we got into Omicron, we know what to do. We know how to prepare for this. And there were actually studies that suggest that Omicron, the strain, not only has a risk of hospitalization that is less, but it could actually help Delta variant cases. So anyway, there's a lot going on, but what I wanted to get back to was Apple, and in spite of the store closures, Apple's back near a $3 trillion market cap. It made a record close yesterday, and it's close to taking out its all-time high in spite of those closures. So
yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And so, I mean, we really need to see what impact will the Omicron variant have. So we talked about it yesterday. We had the airlines that got hit over the past few days because they had to cancel thousands and thousands of flights because they say of staffing issues that the staff has to quarantine for 10 days, which has been the recommendation from the CDC until this morning or yesterday, because now the CDC said, okay, the isolation time can be cut from 10 days to 5 days. So that's actually big. And they even got one step further and said, okay, individuals who have received their booster shot do not need to quarantine following an exposure. So, I mean, this is probably some good news that we are receiving here. And so we talked about airlines yesterday. I mean, airlines were bouncing back, as we can see. So they opened much lower, but then, looking much better here.
Marcus, and I think that this helped with the rally yesterday. I think that this really actually is big news, right? The CDC guidelines really, I believe, were over an abundance of caution. And I think it's fair in a pandemic to be overly cautious, right? I know that some people have, you know, hammered the CDC for all sorts of reasons, but let's just be a little extra careful when people are dying. But now they've shortened it, and I think that's a big deal. It's cut in half, and I think that that could, you know, be a positive boost to the economy, not just because of travel, but, you know, other industries as well.
Yeah. By the way, if you guys are wondering why we spend so much time on the Omicron variant, because this will be the focus this week. We have no earnings this week. We have very light economic reports. We have no news going on this week besides what we are hearing on this front. And I think that this will be a major factor for the markets. Now, let's 100%. Talk about some winners yesterday. I mean, chip makers were soaring. I mean, looking at AMD, up 8.2% yesterday. I mean, whoa, not bad at all, right?
Yeah, can't complain about that one. So AMD and also NVIDIA, NVDA.
Yeah, there we go. Yesterday, 4.4%. That's not bad at all. And then also energy stocks. I mean, energy stocks did really, really well. So we have APA yesterday rallying 7.9%. We had Devon Energy, DVN is the ticker symbol here, rallying 6.9%. And then we have Diamondback Energy. And how did they get the ticker symbol FANG? When I looked it up, I thought, really? They got the ticker symbol FANG and they are Diamondback Energy?
Yeah, for the snake.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no, I mean, this move kind of came out of the blue. You know, we saw a little bit of a bounce going back to the, you know, since December 20th, but just a big day yesterday for those names.
Yeah. All right. What else? Oh, I wanted to talk about bio stocks because yesterday there was a bio stock making news, BBIO, being down 72%. Did you hear about that?
Tell me about this one.
Okay. So long story short, you can read it up. So they wanted to have a treatment for, I don't know, an illness, and it didn't go through. And this is why we always warn, stay away from biotech stocks. You see, this was rallying from basically 30 to 70 on good news that they would find a cure for, it's almost impossible to pronounce, transurethrin, I don't know, whatever it is, right? And then yesterday it turned out that it failed to meet the primary endpoint in a late stage trial. And so this is important because it comes up on the wheel scanner all the time. And we always see biotech stocks there, and they're coming up with really great premiums. And this is where some traders are getting blinded by the option premiums here and say, oh my gosh, I'm selling puts here because I'm seeing some solid support, and what can possibly go wrong? Well, there you go. I mean, down 72%. That's why we keep saying, stay away from these biotech stocks. I mean, you never know what happens here. It's just crazy. I mean, the other one is BIIB. These are the guys that are working on the treatment for Alzheimer. And take a look at the weekly chart. I mean, it's all over the place with this massive spikes from 280 doubling overnight, but then crashing down again. So I just wanted to use this as an example because it came up yesterday, and I thought it was a great example to stay away from biotech stocks.
I agree, Marcus. And actually, bring up BBIO. For anybody following along with the wheel strategy and trading the wheel strategy, Marcus, to your point, I think this is a perfect example. Because something like this, you have the ability to sell, before this news, you have the ability to sell puts 50% below the market. So if it's trading at 40, you could sell puts at 20, and you might have 100% annualized on that credit. However, if you were able to buy this at 20 and now it's trading at 12, you're not a happy camper. So please stay away. Perfect example, Marcus. Thanks for sharing it.
All right, let's now talk about Facebook, or what it is called right now, Meta. The ticker symbol hasn't changed yet. It was supposed to change in early December, but it's still FB, the ticker for Meta Platforms. This is what it is called right now. And they had a pretty good day yesterday, up 3.6%, because it seems that the Oculus headset is a hit this Christmas year. And this is where the Metaverse won Christmas. You see that?
I did. And I'll be honest, I saw the headset. I was doing some Christmas shopping, and I almost took the plunge. Do you have one, Marcus?
No, not yet, but I want one. I just can't get used to the idea right now yet to have something strapped to my face, because they're still pretty bulky, right? And I'd hope that they are getting less bulky, but not yet, we'll get there.
But people seem to love them.
It seems so. All right, any other stocks that that caught your eye this morning that are on the move?
You know, we could take a look at Coinbase, ticker Coin. So Coin has had a pretty nice run, up 4 days straight. And this morning, pre-market down 3.4%. So it looks like it's going to be snapping its four-day win streak. Over that 4 days, it was up 17.7%. So a real nice holiday run for Coin and for Bitcoin. But with Bitcoin being down today, that's putting some pressure on Coin.
Yeah, I mean, I brought up Bitcoin here, and the 50,000 level, I mean, this seems to be just a line in the sand here. Let me see if I can quickly draw a line. You see, it has been trading below 50,000 pretty much since beginning of December, so probably for the whole of December. Peaked through a few times, but then pulling right back below 50,000. And this is what we are seeing right now. With Bitcoin, definitely some resistance at this round number here. So overnight, pulling back, now trading at 48,943 again.
Back below it.
Yeah. All right. So let's see what are the markets doing this morning. Let's take a look at the futures markets. And they are pointing to a higher open again, even though it's quite muted. If you're looking at a five-minute chart, we see that the E-mini S&P futures here rallied in early morning hours, but right now going into the open, pulling back a little bit. So also the NASDAQ, same picture here, rallying overnight, pulling back, pretty much hugging the flat line right now from yesterday's close. So that's fairly interesting. So we will see if we can have a follow through today on the very strong 2 days that we had yesterday and then the day before Christmas.
Yep, real quiet economic calendar, Marcus, as you mentioned. So nothing really news-wise going on. Omicron probably a key focus this week, as you said. And right now, futures are higher, but pulling back a little bit from overnight highs.
Yeah, so we'll see. And I'm ready for trading. I mean, this will be good. And if you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, take a look at these over there, of these videos there. And if you enjoyed the stock market update and would like to see more videos like this, subscribe to the channel and have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.